This Friday, there's a groundbreaking for a new park on Atlanta's west side. Cook Park will honor civil rights leaders. It will also help with long-term flooding and pollution in the area. All next week, we'll bring you stories about Proctor Creek, the dirty waterway that's causing the problems. But first, WABE's Molly Samuel has this on the long history of environmental activism along Proctor Creek.
Nataki Osborne-Jelks first started working on pollution in Proctor Creek in the 90s as a college student.
Initially, it wasn't really, you know, the creek or the watershed, but it was the fact that this community wanted to try to revitalize the community through ecological means.
She says she was inspired by older residents to advocate for environmental justice in these minority neighborhoods. So that's a few decades worth of activism. But it turns out the history of advocacy here goes back much longer than that.
At least to the early 20th century.
Will Bryan is an environmental historian at Georgia State.
Environmental racism went way back, and people were challenging it. Way back.
For instance, in the 1900s, residents brought a lawsuit against a furnace company that was dumping trash into Proctor Creek instead of burning it. The residents won, and we're talking African American residents during Jim Crow.
You see people having to navigate this really racially difficult climate to challenge issues that aren't traditionally issues that you see people challenging at that time.
But one legal win wouldn't fix the whole creek, which runs through 35 Atlanta neighborhoods. So the activism continued. There were environmental health protests in the 60s during the civil rights movement, and people like Jelks are still fighting for a cleaner creek and healthier neighborhoods on the west side. They've had some wins, and more fixes, like Cook Park, are on the way. Molly Samuel, WABE News.